Hey, babe. Yeah, I'm just trying to get my head right before I face the music. Did you come in to check on me, or were those assholes getting impatient? Oh, that's sweet, babe. But I'm. Wait! And to change? Change into what? No. They're not going to make you wear the team jersey. That's not fair. I got you that custom made for your birthday. They're taking this too far now. I don't want you wearing that while I, you know. No, it's not fine. Like, I know we made that stupid bet that our team would win the championship, but who cares? We were drunk and cocky, and besides, the team rolled through the whole season no problem. How are we to know that they'd fall on their stupid faces right at the last minute? I mean, I don't even remember which one of us proposed that bet with them in the first place. See, you don't remember either, because we were drunk. Like, did I say I'd let your three friends buck me if our team lost, or did you put my ass on the line? Either way, we weren't serious. We should just back out, babe. I mean, yeah, they'll give a shit for it and pussing out and whatever, but they'll understand. They're our friends. It's not like they're going to rape me or something. So. You agree, but you're also fine if we go through with it? Babe, come on. Like, I know how much you love humiliation and that we've messed around with cuckolding before, but I mean, you haven't told them about any of that, have you? Okay, I thought not. Babe, there's a big difference between me hooking up with some random guy off of Tinder who we'll never see again, but these are our friends. Your friends. We've known all three of them for years. They were groomsmen at our wedding. Are you sure you'll ever be able to look them in the eye after they've gang-banged your wife? You think you'll be all right isn't good enough, babe. Hey, stop. Stop changing your shirt for a second and look at me. Yes, I did just walk up and physically turn you to face me. I need your full attention right now, mister. You might be bigger than me, but I can assert myself when I need to. Look, my love, if we're going to go through with this, I need to know that you're okay with it, that you want it. I mean, I know your dick is on the small side, and I've told you that you're the smallest guy I've ever been with, and that is the truth. But you also know that that doesn't actually matter to me. I love your cute little cock, and I love you. But that means there's a very good chance all three of them will be bigger than you. I mean, I know Jordan is because Kaylee told me, and he's huge after they hooked up at that party we threw a few months ago. But who knows about Terry and Eric? I mean, I'm sure you've suspected that you're the smallest in our friendship group, but there's a big difference between suspecting and knowing. The point is, before I agree to anything, I need to know you're absolutely okay with this. Because you'll be watching three of your best friends rail me like a common whore. You matter to me, not them, not the bet, not our loser sports team. You matter. Oh, you always were a great kisser. Yeah. Yeah, you do have the safe word if you need it. We'll just make sure they know about it too. Okay, well, if you're sure you'll be okay, we'll do this. Just remember what I always tell you. No matter what happens, no matter how hard they make me come, or how much you get humiliated, I'm still your wife. I'll be going to bed with you tonight, and tomorrow is another day in our beautiful kinky marriage. You are my world and I love you. All right, well, let's get out there. Well, yes, this is all I'm wearing. I mean, our friends demanded I wear stockings, garter belts, and high heels. Why add anything more to it? Yeah, I mean, I am basically naked, babe. My pussy and my tits are out for anyone to see. But if I walk out there in a t-shirt or a dress, they're just going to tell me to take it off anyway. Besides, the faster I can turn them on, the faster I can get them off. And the faster I can get them off, the faster we can be done with this whole thing, you know? Great. I'm glad you agree. Right, let's go and face the firing squad, shall we? Yeah, quit your hooting and hollering, boys. Yes, I'm basically naked. Get a good look, because this is the only time you three will ever see me like this. Oh my gosh, guys, don't make fun of him for wearing the loser jersey. Goodness. If I didn't know any better, I think you were more excited about seeing what he's wearing than what I'm wearing. Now, before you get excited, there are ground rules. I know we lost this stupid bet, but we're still human beings with boundaries and very hard limits. So we'll be using the safe word red. And that goes for both me and my husband. If any one of us says the word red, this whole thing stops. Got it? No complaining, no begging to continue, no ignoring the safe word. Agreed? Oh, that was easier than I thought it was going to be. Well, okay. Guess you guys can get started. Yes, fine. Gather round. Get a nice grope of my tits. Wow. I didn't expect all three of you to come at me at once. Fuck. You're touching me all over. My tits and my ass. Oh, don't just slide your finger across my pussy like that. It's sensitive. Holy hell. Oh, I didn't know how intense six masculine hands across my body would be. Hey, don't ask him if he likes it. He's having to watch you grow up his wife. It's kind of rude. Of course he doesn't, right, babe? What? Just because he hesitated doesn't mean anything. And forget about him looking flushed. I mean, why are you looking at him anyway? Judging by the way you're groping me, I'd say you boys like the look of me more, huh? Wait, what do you mean I'm underdressed? I'm wearing stockings, garter belt, and heels, just as you requested. What? No, no way. You cannot make him give me his jersey to wear while we, you know, that's a custom jersey I bought for him. I can't let you ruin that for him. No, babe, don't take it off. What are you doing? Well, of course the filth will wash out, but the memories won't. Babe, we can say no. We can stop this whole thing at any point. Oh, fine, say nothing then. Oh, let me just put this thing on. Oh, and so now you three are all getting undressed. Yeah, I guess that's the next step. Go on then, get it all off. And now you're all in your underwear. Fuck. These are some angry looking bulges. Pull them out then, I guess. Oh, you want me to crouch down first? Yeah, okay then. Okay, boys, here I am. Drop trowel. Wait, what do you mean, not until hubby catches up? There's no reason to make him strip. I mean, you already said I can't touch him, right? So what's the point? Because you said so? How rude. Babe, you don't have to. Well, okay then. I guess your pants are coming off. So, what now? You want me to count to three, and all of you are going to drop your underwear at once. Okay, if that's what you want. One, two, three. Whoa. Okay. Three dicks in my face. Wow. Four dicks. Sorry, honey. Yes, I do call that a dick. Okay, don't be mean. Just because your three cocks are bigger than his doesn't make him any less of a man, all right? He's my husband and I love his cock. His somehow rock hard throbbing cock. Oh my God, so what if you're all just semi-hard and you're still bigger than him? That doesn't bother me, and you guys are supposed to be his friends. Why are you talking so much shit right now? Yeah, because we can. Whatever. So are we doing this, or are you just going to keep staring at my husband's dick? Start sucking. Well, since you asked ever so politely, Eric, I think I'll start with Terry. Oh my God, you guys are so weird. You're cheering me on while watching your friend get his dick sucked. Ugh. Oh, you boys want me striking you while I suck Terry. Sure thing. Oh God, I can't believe I'm handling three cocks at once. Switch it up. Eric, you're next in my mouth. I've got to work up to Jordan's size, that's for sure. Oh, your pre-cum is delicious. You know that? Oh, babe, your cock looks so desperate and lonely. Just standing over there, throbbing like that. I wish I could suck you too, but they said I can't touch you tonight. Don't worry, I'll make it up to Hey, fucker. Don't just shove your cock in there and face fuck. Enough, you arsehole. Fuck, I'm drooling all over the jersey now. I'm not used to deep throating like that. You're so rude. My husband's cock is too big enough to deep throat. Arsehole. No more mouth for you, mister. Hand only. Now, Jordan, let's see if I can handle that monster of yours. Fuck it, look. My jaw is getting sore. My mouth has never stretched like that. I need to taste these fat balls now. I want this massive cock resting on my face as I worship them. Oh. No, I haven't forgotten about my husband. You asshole said I'm not allowed to touch him. Babe, you look so sad, standing there with your dick in your hand all alone. Why don't you stroke it while you watch? What? No, he's not allowed to touch himself either. Oh, come on. That's so mean. Why isn't he allowed to? Jordan! What the hell was that? Don't just face fuck me. It felt like my jaw was. Calm down. Why are you two getting closer? You're going to take turns fucking my throat until you come. Oh, fine. Do you know what? Whatever. Let's just get this over with. But while you're not the only one in my mouth, you better be stroking that hard dick, got it? I don't want to be down here all day. All right. Well, let's start with you, Terry. Just grab my head. Yeah, just like that. Now. Come here, Eric, you bugger. No. Jaw is numb enough now. Let's see how deep you can go, Jordan. You're all about to come? Why did you pull my head off then? You're going to come in my face, aren't you? You nasty fuckers. Not quite. What does that mean? Why are you aiming down? No. Not on his jersey, please. No. Oh, you're coming all over it. You're fucking ruining it. Oh, Jesus. Three of you. Fuck. Oh, you disgusting pigs. That is so fucked up. I can't believe you'd do that to your friend. Even for a bet. All right. Do you know what? We're fucking done here. Get the fuck out of our house. No, it's not. Babe, it's not fine. Why are you even saying that right now? You told them. You told them what? You told them about our cuckold fetish. Babe, I thought you didn't want your friends to know, because they'd lose respect for you. So that's true. And it accidentally came out when you guys were hanging out a few months back, and the boys here were skeptical, but came around once you'd explained our boundaries and how it all worked. That's really understanding of you, all three of you. But wait, babe, did you plan all this from the start then? Like the whole betting thing and how that got us here? Huh? What do you mean it was me? Oh God. So you really thought our team would win? that I'm the one who made the bet. Oh God, was I really so drunk that I started joking about it? I bet my own pussy, and you just went along with it, encouraging it until it was all real? Oh, babe, you were secretly rooting for the other team by the end, weren't you? You pathetic little cuck. How could you betray the team like that, and me? And also, you could watch your big dick friends ravage your wife's throat. For shame. Well, I hope you enjoyed yourself then, because I know our friends here did. What do you mean we're not done yet? Wait, the bet was for my pussy? So the blowjobs were just a bonus? Hey, you tricked me, smart asses. All right, how do you want me? Give me. What do you mean I'm overdressed now? You told me to wear his jersey. Whoa, whoa. What do you mean I need to give hubby back his jersey? Are you. You want him to wear it now, that's slathered in jizz, don't you? Oh my God, that's so nasty. Baby, you. You really want to do this? Well, okay, the gloves are coming off then. I'm about to treat you like the pathetic little dicked cuck you want to be, unless you tell me otherwise. Last chance. Hell, I think the boys should join in here too. Are you okay with us all degrading you? I mean, really degrading you? Well, if you say so, babe. But seriously, remember the safe word if we go too far, okay? No joke. Don't try to tough it out if it starts to really get to you, because I'm about to flip to bitch mode. Now, for this ruined jersey of yours, I'll take it off carefully so I don't smear your boy's cum around too much. Here you go, babe. Put this on. Ugh, I can't believe you're wearing it, babe. Your favourite team's jersey, splattered with the jizz of your best friends. Your little cock poking out from under the hem of it. I'm sorry, babe, but you really are a pathetic cuck right now. But I guess it makes sense that a loser boy would choose such a loser team. I can't believe you convinced me to be a fan of theirs. I bet they're all tiny cock-cocks as well. Their wives probably get railed by better men while they're out of the town for away games. So, boys, I'll ask again, how do you want me? Well, Jordan, you want me to ride your cock fast? I don't know. You're the biggest out of all the guys. Can't I work my way up to you like I did with the blowjobs? Fuck. Okay. At least if I'm riding you, I can control the pace. Sit on the couch then. All right. Let me just climb on top of you. Fuck, it still looks so big hovering over it like this. You're like three times the size of my loser husband. Speaking of which, hey you, loser. Yeah, you, the loser with his best friend's cum seeping through his jersey. Come here and guide this real man's cock into my cunt. Jordan, you don't mind, do you? You don't mind if my sorry excuse for a husband holds your amazing cock steady while I lower myself onto it, do you? Yay. You heard the man, dearest hubby, grab his cock. You should be excited. I mean, when in your life will you be able to wrap your hands around a nice, fat dick like this? Oh, would you look at that? Your hand barely wraps around that beast. I guess I shouldn't be surprised that your hands are as dainty as your little dick. But still, Hold him steady now. I'm about to sink down on this big fat fuck stick. Oh God, it's so thick. Fuck. Oh, hold it steady, babe. I've barely got the tip in. Although with you, I think it'd be balls deep by now. I want it deeper. Deeper. Oh, it's stretching my pussy so much. Oh, you're ruining me. Oh, baby, your tiny little dicklet will never feel the same again. Oh. Oh. Oh, Jesus. That's like half of it in, and it's already knocking on my cervix. I'm gonna have to warm up to take more of this beast. Get your hands off it and kneel down. Right there between his legs. I want you to have a front row seat to my pussy getting destroyed, you little loser. Yes, that's it. Watch my pussy lips stretch around this fat cock. Fuck. Oh, he's not even halfway in yet, and he's already deeper than you'll ever go. Oh, you understand that, right, babe? He's reaching me places inside. Your pathetic little dick will never reach. Oh my God, I'm sinking further down onto him. I can feel my cunt adjusting to his size. Slowly, but surely. Ah, my pussy's going to be so disappointed going back to your measly little cock after this gigantic monster. Oh, he's almost balls deep now, all the way to the base. Just a little more. Just a little. Oh my God, I'm coming on this huge cock. You, come here and let me get a fistful of your hair. That's it. Now I'll just pull you in nice and close. Get a look, baby. That's your friend's massive cock buried balls deep in your wife's pussy. Do you see it? Do you see how wet I am for him? Good. This cock just made me come harder than yours ever could. And I think you should thank him. Thank you for making my wife come, sir. God, you really are a pathetic cock. But I don't think that's good enough, loser. After all, actions speak louder than words, don't they? So why don't you get in here and suck his balls while he's inside me? You don't mind if my subby hubby right here sucks your balls, right, Jordan? In fact, we should express any boundaries we have right now. Do any of you boys have a problem if my loser husband gets physically involved in this? Don't worry, he won't be fucking me until you three have had your fun. You're all right with it? Great. Oh my God, this is going to be so much fun. I get three amazing dicks, and you three get a fluffer whenever you're not inside me. But first, suck those nuts, babe. Ah, yes, suck and slurp those fat balls, you loser. I can feel your nose poking against my asshole as you swirl your lips around Jordan's sack. You should lick my asshole too. Go on, swap back and forth between my ass and his balls. Do it now. Fuck. Oh, that wet tongue feels so good against my hole. Jordan, Does it feel good against your balls too? Yeah, I'm not surprised. With a dick that small, my husband has to get good with his tongue, you see. Not that you'd ever have that shortcoming. Speaking of which, I'm going to start riding this amazing dick again. Oh, you're so hard. Oh, focus on his balls, loser. But keep staring at my asshole, winking at you every time I bounce up and down on this real man's cock. What was that, Eric? Oh, you want to fuck my ass while my cucky boy watches? I've never been DP'd before. Okay. I think we've got some lube in the bedroom. Oh, you brought your own. I guess I shouldn't be surprised you guys came prepared today. Wait. Don't put it on yourself, Eric. That's what hubby's here for. Hey, bitch boy. Take that bottle of lube and get Eric's cock nice and slick, ready for my asshole. Be thorough. I don't want him to tear me apart with that thing. There you go. Drizzle it all along his shaft. Don't be skimpy now. Stroke his cock with it too. That's it. Get it all nice and slick. Add more. I want that thing shining like a diamond before he penetrates me. And don't forget my asshole, loser. You have two hands. So pour some on my hole and rub it in. Yes. Oh, just like that. Your wife's ass is about to be fucked by a cock much larger than yours. God, I can't even remember the last time I let you do anal. Your birthday? What was that like? 2 years ago? I mean, the last time you did anal on me, of course. I'm not even talking about the pegging. Oh, yes. Yes, Eric, this little subby bitch loves to be stuffed with my silicone cock. He'll even come hands-free if I haven't let him come in a while, and I get the angle just right. Maybe if we do it again, it'll be his ass you'll be fucking. But for now, I think that's enough lube. Ugh, get behind me and pop that thing inside, slowly. Jordan still has my pussy stretched beyond belief, so I'm sure this is going to be intense. Oh, hey, don't just shove my husband out of the way like that. I mean, I know he's a little bitch, but there's no need to be violent about it. Oh, I can feel your cock poking against my asshole. Oh, fuck, it's a thick mushroom cap, isn't it? Oh, go on. Push it in slowly. I'll bear down and open up for you as much as I'm able to. Oh, it's in. Fuck, it's in me. It's in my ass. Oh, I feel completely stuffed. Oh, wait. Don't thrust so quick. Keep it slow, okay? Please? Fuck, I've never felt so full. Do you see them, baby? Two cocks. Two of your friends. Oh, cocks are inside your wife. Deeper than you'll ever be. Oh, fuck, that is hot. Deeper. Push it in deeper, Eric. Jordan, start thrusting down there, please. I want to feel you both fucking me. Oh, it's so much. It's so intense. Oh, I'm gonna come so quick. Oh, I can feel it building. Oh, fuck. Oh, Fuck, I'm gonna squat. I just know it. I feel it. Shit. Fuck. Fuck my dirty holes. Oh, fuck them like my husband wishes he could. Oh my god. Holy shit, I've never come like that before. Fuck, I think I soaked the couch and the rug below us. Oh no, poor Terry has just been standing there this whole time. Did you think I forgot about you? Your cock's only semi-hard now. I'm so sorry, baby. You, bitch boy, suck Terry's cock while Jordan and Eric ruin my hole some more. I want him fully hard for me by the time I come again, which won't be long. Ah, oh, yes. Ah, oh, take his dick in your mouth and work it, baby. Just like that. Oh, yeah, good boy. Stroke the balls with your hand. Good thinking, you filthy slut. And you two, fuck me harder. Master, you've molded my holes to your cock, and they are yours today, so fucking use them. Use me as the cum dump you need me to be. Oh, disrespect my body like I've never allowed that loser friend of yours to do. Oh, yes, fuck yes. Oh, keep going. Oh, keep fucking me. Ah. And you keep sucking that cock, baby. And look at me. That's it. Look into my eyes as your friends rail me. Oh, ruin me. You're such a little bitch, you know that. Sucking dick while your innocent, perfect little wife gets gangbanged just a few feet from you. You little cuck. Oh God, I'm gonna come. Oh, look me in the eyes and stare into my soul while I come like you never made me come before. Fuck. That loser's mouth and into mine. I want to be airtight. I want all three of you to fill me up so that hubby can clean my holes after. You hear me, bitch boy? They're gonna come in all three of my holes and then you're gonna kiss me and swallow all that nut Terry's going to load inside my mouth. And then you're gonna clean my ass and then my devastated pussy. And only then will I let you squirt your pathetic load. Understood? Good. Now, Terry, fuck my face hard. Filthy. Oh, Now swallow it. Now thank Terry for coming in your wife's mouth. Good bitch. Now get behind me. I want you kneeling down right between our legs. That's it. Get your face right up against me, just below my ass. Yes, with Eric's empty balls resting on your face. As soon as he pulls out, you better start slurping and sucking my asshole. You got it? Okay, now Eric, pull out and shove his face into my abused asshole. Oh, just like that. Oh, really dig your tongue in there. Get every, oh my god. Get every last drop out of my butthole, baby. I want it sparkling clean by the time you're done. Kiss it and slap it and suck it. Oh, just like that. Oh, are you done? Good. Now thank Eric for filling your wife's ass like you wish you could. You fucking loser cuck. Next, lay down on the couch with your head right next to Jordan and I, face up. Good bitch. Now I'm going to pull my ruined pussy off of Jordan and plant it right on your face. And baby, as you clean me up, I want you to wrap the hem of that cum-stained loser jersey you're wearing around that loser cock of yours and stroke it. Got it? But no touching yourself until my pussy is on your mouth. You understand? Good. Okay, get ready. I'm gonna pull myself off him now and straddle your face. Oh god, I can barely get it out. Oh, here you go, baby. Are you ready? Oh, what's the matter, baby? My legs are on the opposite side of your head, but I'm keeping my pussy a few inches above your face. And what's wrong with that? Oh, is it because Jordan's cum is dripping out all over your stupid face as I sway my hips back and forth? Fuck, it's dripping into your facial hair, isn't it? Oh, that glob just dropped on your eyelashes. That's a bitch to wash out, trust me. Oh, I guess you should thank Jordan now for wrecking your wife's pussy while you can still speak. Okay, good bitch. Enough teasing. Open wide. Oh, there it is. Oh, there's that tongue I love. That's the best part of you, you know. That's it. Swirl your tongue around my stretched out pussy hole, baby. Oh, it could use some tenderness after what Jordan did to it. Don't forget the hem of your jersey. Wrap it around that sad, hard little dicklet and stroke it, baby. That's it. Ah, tug that little pecker while you slurp and suck that hot cum from my snatch. Keep going. Don't stop until you come, baby. Come like the fucking loser you are into that fucking loser team jersey that you love so much. Do you know what? I don't think we should wash it until next season. Do you know what? Maybe we should just hang it on the bedroom wall as a reminder of the group of fucking losers they are. Oh, I recognize that moan. You're about to come. Well, don't try to last, babe. It's not like I need any more orgasms right now. Your friends took care of that just fine. Go on, come for me. Come all inside that jersey. Do it. Come like the fucking loser husband you are. Oh, there he blows. Splooging all over your favourite team's jersey with a face full of cum and cleaning your wife's used up cunt. Fucking hell, that is pathetic. Alright, let me get off you. Hey, could one of you grab us some towels, please? Yeah, they're in the hall closet. Just toss them over here and get yourself cleaned up. Thank you. Hey, my love. You okay? That was intense, wasn't it? Amazing. Huh? Yeah, I agree. We have some great friends. But you sure you're all right with everything that happened? I didn't go too far, did I? Phew. Okay, great. I love you, babe, so much. You are what matters to me. No one and nothing else matters to me as much as you do. Are there any other sports leagues in season right now? I think we might need to place some new bets, babe.